855. Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Propane tanks exploded in a Great Bend shed fire Monday afternoon. According to the Great Bend Fire EMS Department, they received a report at around 3:45 p.m. of a shed fire in the 200 block of Southeast 20 Road. A 40 by 60 feet wood frame metal building fully engulfed in flames. Multiple propane tanks were exploding. The cause of the fire revealed to be accidental in nature. And two men from Western Kansas have been charged in connection with a firearms trafficking organization.
The investigation uncovered that Brian Baker used straw purchasers, including Ramon Pichardo, to buy firearms from licensed dealers in Kansas. It is alleged that Pichardo purchased at least 73 firearms from a licensed dealer in Deerfield. Some of these firearms have been recovered in different states. The charges against Baker and Pichardo include engaging in a firearms trafficking conspiracy. Both men are facing potential prison sentences of 15 years. I'm J.P. Bazan.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad.
Farmers know a thing or two about being tough, and they hold their wheat to that same standard. Their fields need to be able to take on anything, because there's no telling what tomorrow has in store. That's why Westbred brand wheat offers varieties like WB4699, offering Fusarium head blight tolerance, and WB4792, offering Wheat Streak Mosaic virus tolerance. Meet your standards of excellence. Plant Westbred. Performance may vary.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. On Wednesday, Governor Kelly will be on the campus of Fort Hays State University for a signing ceremony for House Bill 2290, which is the strategic affiliation plan put forward in the state legislature earlier this spring by Fort Hays State University, Northwest Kansas Technical College, Northwest Tech in Goodland, and North Central Kansas Technical College, NCK Tech in Hays and Beloit. The ceremony will take place in the Sunset Atrium of the Memorial Union at 10 a.m., and Governor Kelly will be joined by Fort Hays State University President Tisa Mason, Northwest Tech President Ben Shears, and NCK Tech President Eric Burks. The Strategic Affiliation Institutional Partnership Initiative was created by the three presidents as a way for the three institutions to address major demographic and economic challenges in rural Kansas. Key areas of focus include developing academic programs and integrated student services that meet the educational and professional needs of today's and tomorrow's students, aligning and optimizing interinstitutional operations to remove unnecessary bureaucratic barriers to student success, and creating a coalition with regional businesses, industries, and communities that are focused on increasing opportunities for students, expanding entrepreneurship, and meeting workforce development needs in rural Kansas. You can learn more about the Strategic Affiliation Plan at fhsu.edu/affiliation. According to a media release from the Great Bend Fire Department, just before 4 p.m. on Monday, June 12th, the Great Bend Fire Department responded to the 200 block of Southeast 30th Road for the report of a shed on fire. The first unit on the scene found a 40-foot by 60-foot wood frame metal building fully involved in fire, with multiple propane tanks exploding and several more tanks exposed to fire. With a significant amount of fire, crews attacked from the exterior, and with the fire being out in the county, it required a water shuttle to be set up with tankers hauling water from Great Bend. Mutual aid tankers were requested from Ellenwood Fire, and also assisting with the water shuttle were the Barton County Road Department and Hazmat Response. The building and contents were considered a total loss, and the fire was investigated by investigators from the Great Bend Fire Department, and it was determined to be accidental in nature. There were no injuries reported. Two Kansas students face 15 felony charges, including terrorism, arson, and battery, after investigators say they set fire to their school on Monday, June 5th, and 10 firefighters were injured while fighting the fire. Photos of the damage inside Rollins County Junior-Senior High School have been released, and the photos show the art room destroyed, the cafeteria littered with charred debris, and burned bleachers in the gym. And Eric Stoddard, the USD 105 Rollins County Public Schools superintendent, said just to see it in that condition is really hard. He said they've had a lot of generations of people from Atwood and Rollins County that have gone through the school, so it's very emotional. The cost to repair all the damage is still up in the air, but Stoddard says extensive. Stoddard stated that despite what happened, the school is still a safe place for students to learn. He said they have good systems in place for kids who need help and for kids who are struggling, and they don't plan on any of that going away. The district is working to figure out what will happen when school starts up in the fall, and though they don't know exactly what it will look like, they're planning to start school August 22nd. Stoddard said churches have offered space, and other people who own some buildings have also offered. The Rollins County attorney stated that he doesn't plan to release any more information because this is a juvenile case. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
One person died in an accident just after 7 a.m. on Monday in Graham County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 2001 Toyota 4Runner driven by 39-year-old Jared Lee Harper of Hill City was traveling on 200th Avenue near Brush Creek Cemetery in Graham County, which is southwest of Hill City, just south of the M Road intersection. The SUV veered off the roadway to the right, struck a culvert, went airborne, and rolled onto its roof. Harper was pronounced dead at the scene and was transported to Steinmetz Funeral Home. EMS transported a passenger identified as 38-year-old Jonathan Warren Van Loonen of La Crosse to the hospital in Hill City. They were not wearing seatbelts, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment reminds everyone that tick season is here, and ticks can carry diseases that can cause serious illness and sometimes death if left untreated. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment suggests to take precautions to prevent tick bites that include to mow regularly, avoid wooded or bushy areas with tall grass and leaf litter, use repellents like DEET, Picardian, or oil of lemon eucalyptus, wear light-colored clothing that covers your body, check people, pets, and outdoor gear after going outside, shower within 2 hours of being outside, and wash your clothes in hot water and dry on high at least 10 minutes. Symptoms of tick-borne disease can include any unusual rash or unexplained flu-like symptoms, including fever, severe headaches, body aches, and dizziness. And you should see your doctor immediately if you've been bitten and experience any of those symptoms. To learn more, you can visit cdc.gov/ticks. The Norton County Community Foundation has awarded $3,050 in the May grant cycle, and the funds were part of the Dane G. Hansen Community Grant Fund, which offers financial support to qualifying and deserving projects and programs in Northwest Kansas. These grant funds supported Humanities Kansas Incorporated, which received $550 for Talk About Literature in Northwest Kansas, and USD 211, which received $2,500 for weight room improvements. Humanities Kansas Incorporated will use the grant funds to support their free book discussion group, Talk About Literature in Kansas, or TALK, which provides educational opportunities primarily for senior citizens throughout Northwest Kansas. Tracy Quinlan, the Associate Director at Humanities Kansas Incorporated, said the majority of TALK book discussion participants in Northwest Kansas are over the age of 55. And Humanities Kansas knows from research that reading and companion group discussions support good health and keep aging Kansans socially and cognitively engaged. Participating in book discussions combats social isolation, facilitates discussions that promote new perspectives, and helps to improve and maintain communication skills. Funds awarded to Talk will be used to purchase 50 books that will be housed at the Northwest Kansas Library System in Norton. Within the Talk program, there are currently 29 themed series for readers to explore, and with the help of the grant money, 7 new series will be added, including Native American Identity, Turning Points, Stories of Women Choosing Their Own Paths, Family Land, and the Kansas Experience. To get involved with Talk About Literature in Kansas, you can contact the library in Norton. USD 211 will use their grant funds to upgrade their outdated weight room equipment. Due to an influx of athletes and students interested in strength and conditioning, the weight room is in need of updating and replacing equipment to better suit the athletes' needs. And the first phase of this update was completed last year through the redoing of the weight room floor. Funds will now be used to purchase new power racks, benches, and plyometric boxes. And with over 100 students circulating through the weight room each day, it's important to have safe, updated equipment to ensure a quality experience. The guidelines and application for the Hanson Community Grant can be found on the Norton County Community Foundation's website, nortoncf.org. The applications are due the last day of the month to be considered for the next month's funding. And for more information, you can contact Bethany Shirk at 785-874-5106, email Bethany at nortoncf.org, or you can visit the Norton County Community Foundation office at the Heaton Building in downtown Norton, located at 112 South Kansas Street. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Summer is beating down the door, and it's time to think about getting your vehicle in tip-top shape before you go out of town. Stop into Kansas Land Tire in Norton and have them help you with some of their many vehicle services. Brakes, exhaust, tire repair, lube oil and filter change, belts and hoses, engine tune-up, shocks and struts, radiator and cooling, air conditioning, steering and suspension, and more. Call Kansas Land Tire at 785-877-5181 and set up your appointment today.
Cowpoke Supply in Norton has everything you could need for any building, remodeling, painting, plumbing, or do-it-yourself project. Come in and see what Cowpoke Supply has to offer, from farm and ranch supplies to saws and drills. Cowpoke has a great selection of paint, nuts and bolts, nails, screws, lumber, light fixtures, coolers, boots, tools large and small, paint and painting supplies, and of course, smiling faces. Find what you're looking for at Cowpoke Supply, East Highway 36 in Norton.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Global Economics has a Florida-based flour miller importing wheat from overseas rather than shipping in U.S. wheat. Farm broadcaster Lori Boyer reports.
Well, what does a U.S. wheat flour miller importing wheat outside of the U.S. mean for the U.S. wheat marketplace? Vince Peterson, U.S. Wheat Associates president, explains this obscure situation.
We do have some European, Eastern European wheat, most likely Polish origin wheat, that is going to be moving into a flour mill in Tampa, Florida, which is the only flour mill we have in the United States that's actually built on a water access facility. It's a new Ardent flour mill that was built about the last 1 or 2 years down there.
Blaming this situation on Russian President Vladimir Putin, Peterson explains that commodities from Ukraine have flooded the domestic market for Eastern European countries, pushing prices down.
The Russian invasion and the displacement of all those Ukrainian agricultural goods has made a huge problem in Eastern Europe. So when they block essentially the Black Sea access by ship, and it's not blocked entirely, there's a corridor that's being protected, but a huge flood of grain, wheat, corn, oilseeds, and some other things went across into Eastern Europe.
Bottom line, he says that the Tampa, Florida miller is making a decision based on economics.
At $100 a ton difference, you can put it on a boat in Poland, bring it all the way across the Atlantic, and take it into Tampa, Florida, and be less than the price of your hard bread when we railed across the United States to get there.
Vince Peterson, U.S. Wheat Associates President.
The Foreign Credit Administration Board received a quarterly report on economic issues affecting ag recently. According to the report, inflation remains elevated in certain sectors of the economy, despite interest rate hikes and supply chain improvements for agriculture, drought has declined substantially across the western half of the country. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Scattered showers and thunderstorms for western Kansas again today, with a few strong to severe storms possibly brewing up in the southwest counties. It'll be dry again today in the eastern parts of our state with sunshine. Temperatures warming up a little bit over the next few days. On the map, heading into the afternoon, a stationary front is still set up from eastern Colorado and down into the Texas Panhandle. We have some moist air flowing in from the Gulf Coast states, but most of that is coming into western Kansas. Severe weather should stay mostly to our south today over Texas and especially central Texas, where large hail, damaging wind, and a few tornadoes will be possible. A low is set up near the Panhandles, and a few strong storms could develop over southwestern Kansas later on today, with hail and damaging wind possible, but we will have lower rain chances for the central and eastern counties for the rest of today. Near average daytime highs again today, with cloud cover, will stay cool in the western counties, mostly 70s there. With more sunshine in the eastern counties, we should hit about 80. The best rain chances will be in the west central counties overnight, scattered showers and thunderstorms possibly extending into the central counties. Looking at Wednesday, daytime highs will warm up a few degrees as high pressure moves into the central Rockies. We'll have lower rain chances. Our next system comes in on Thursday with scattered showers and thunderstorms. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, we'll be in the low to mid 70s with low 50s overnight. Low to mid 80s north central, and tonight we're in the upper 50s. Low to mid 80s northeast and upper 50s for the overnight hours. Low to mid 70s southwest, and tonight we're in the low to mid 50s. Upper 70s and low 80s south central, mid to upper 50s overnight, and we're in the low 80s for the southeast counties today with low 60s for the overnight lows. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Farmers know a thing or two about being tough, and they hold their wheat to that same standard. Their fields need to be able to take on anything, because there's no telling what tomorrow has in store. That's why Westbred brand wheat offers varieties like WB4699, offering Fusarium head blight tolerance, and WB4792, offering wheat streak mosaic virus tolerance. Meet your standards of excellence. Plant Westbred. Performance may vary.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is
now to get started. That's apply now to 88909. Auto financing the easy way. Text apply now to 88909.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hourly, Kansas and Nebraska news and sports every morning, noon, and evening. We've got you covered on KQNK.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I You'd have us.
Thanks for listening to KQNKAM and FM.